Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad that you're here today, and I'm honored to be with you. We're closing in on the end of the Sermon on the Mount, and I just want to pause for a second and just thank you for joining me on this journey through the Gospels. And through this little section of Matthew 5, 6, and 7, there is a lot here. We have barely scratched the surface. Chapter 5, just reading through it, we didn't really get time to talk about it. And then chapter 6, we got to talk about some. And chapter 7, I'll have a little bit to finish. But I'm going to make a bonus episode coming up at the end of the week that just talks about Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Gives a little insight, some things that I've kind of drawn from it, and some things that I'm just thinking about. So it'll be a little bit longer episode, just a kind of a time for me to reflect on what I'm learning from Matthew 5, 6, and 7. We're getting ready to start a sermon series on Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount, here shortly. And so I'll just give you some of the insights that I'm picking up as I'm kind of preparing my heart and mind to be a part of the team that preaches this. So I just want to share that with you. That'll be a bonus episode. It is so great to have all of you joining me on this journey. I've been doing this now for about a week, and we are at 100 downloads. It is really cool to see everyone just grabbing a hold of this and making it a part of your routine and your habits. And so thank you. I'm so blessed and honored to be a part of this with you all. So without much more said, I want to jump right in. Matthew chapter 7, reading from the New International Version. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way that you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take that speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred, and do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for the false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?" Then I will tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. I love how Jesus finishes the Sermon on the Mount with a killer illustration. If you put his words into practice in your life, it's like building on a solid foundation. Life comes at it, it's going to stand because of the strength of the foundation. But if you take Jesus' words and you ignore them, you don't put them into practice in your life, it's like building your house on the sand. Life comes at it and it falls flat because the foundation was weak. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, how can we put Jesus' teachings into practice in our life? Let's take, for example, judging others. In verse 1, it says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Now that seems kind of hard, right? But think about it this way. Jesus is saying, when you look at other people, you got to look at your own heart first. Before going and pointing out someone else's faults, you need to make sure that your heart is right before God before you can help someone else out. And so many times we just tend to jump in and point out what's wrong in other people's lives without looking at our own heart. So how can we put that in practice in our life? Well, first of all, each day, coming and looking inside, asking the Holy Spirit to search our hearts so that we can be right before God before we point out other people's mistakes and other people's downfalls. That's hard. You know, you can walk away and just kind of ignore that, but you do that to your peril because you're going to have a sandy foundation. But if we begin to put that in practice in our life and we begin to look inward at our own heart before we point out other people's faults, it's going to change our lives. We're going to see things differently. We're going to come across as better people. We're going to have a strong foundation because we put Jesus' words into practice in our life. Let's pray. Dear Holy Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for Jesus. It's in His name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the 2-Minute Disciple Podcast. I just want to thank you for being a part of this journey. Make sure that you subscribe and share this podcast with as many people as you know. Thank you, and I'll see you back tomorrow.